the evolution of general anesthesia in France from 1847 to 1945. Until 1940, the surgeon performed surgery and anesthesia at the same time. He operated either in a hospital or a clinic, or at home for small procedures. From 1930, a few surgeons, realizing that French surgery was way behind the Anglo-Saxon countries, where anesthesia had been specialized since 1900, began to work with a doctor who had been trained in anesthesia. In 1934, Professor Robert Monod, 1884 to 1970, founded the Society for the Study of Anesthesia and Analgesia with 100 members, of whom 4 were anesthetists. The journal Anesthésie et Analgésie first appeared in 1935 and continues to the present day, but with a different title. The Second World War saw the spread of new anesthetic techniques, but in France there were only 23 doctors specialized in anesthesia in 1946. Volatile anesthetics. At that time, the volatile agents used were ether and chloroform. The latter was preferred by surgeons, except in Lyon because of the rapidity of action, but its use required great care. It caused a number of fatalities, which took more than 50 years to be explained. During the 1860s, nitrous oxide returned to widespread use, first in dentistry, but also in general surgery, after the work of Paul Bert in 1878. He demonstrated that to be effective, the gas had to be given at a concentration of 100%, but that it caused asphyxia. He proposed the use of hyperbaric chambers with a pressure of 1.3 atmospheres, which allowed the addition of oxygen. A mobile operating theater was constructed by Dr. Fontaine and hyperbaric chambers for dentists. However, this technique was not developed due to the complexity of the installations. Anesthesia using nitrous oxide and oxygen was used in the 1930s and 40s. In 1894, a new volatile anesthetic, ethyl chloride, was discovered, which had a very rapid but short duration of action. It was not used in France until 1946. The discovery of intravenous anesthesia. Between 1873 and 1875, Pierre-Cyprien Auré in Bordeaux invented intravenous anesthesia by injecting chloral hydrate. The duration of action was between 8 and 12 hours. This technique was rapidly abandoned in France due to the risks of phlebitis at the point of injection and pulmonary embolism. It was not until after 1905 that other intravenous anesthetics were discovered. Hedonal, 1905, Somnifen, 1921, Pernostone, 1932, Evipan, 1932, Etpentotol, 1934. Their use in France was rare at that time. Pentotol became the most used agent after 1946. The contribution of French physiologists. Anesthesia was the subject of studies by many French physiologists. Claude Bernard studied muscle relaxants and was the first to recommend pre-medication with morphine before general anesthesia Paul Bert. Apart from his hyperbaric work, studied nitrous oxide and did research on effective and lethal concentrations of anesthetics, which followed the use of mixtures titrated for individual anesthesia. This work was not recognized and employed until the 20th century. The evolution of anesthetic techniques. These exhibits show the evolution of general anesthesia. Originally, only simple techniques were used, such as a cloth soaked with the anesthetic, where the patient was half awake and the anesthetist half asleep, simple masks and gauze. Anesthetic apparatus delivering measured quantities of agents did not appear until after 1900. To avoid respiratory complications during anesthesia, a number of accessories were invented, such as mouth gags to keep the mouth open, tongue forceps, and oropharyngeal cannulae. The use of oxygen in anesthesia dates from this period, particularly for thoracic surgery. Endotracheal intubation was also developed. Books describing techniques appeared regularly, written by surgeons.